on the 28th of July. Thousands of people, many from communities damaged by natural gas fracking, rallied at the U.S. Capitol, then marched on the American Natural Gas Association, and finally the American Petroleum Institute, or API.
The water's on fire!
The indulgence of our lives has cast a shadow on the world. Our devotion to our appetites betraying us all.
One of the speakers at the rally at the Capitol before the march joked that the natural gas fracking industry must have gotten their exemptions from environmental laws by drilling a well from a rig inside the Washington Monument to the House and Senate office buildings with which to inject cash instead of hydrofracking chemicals to get that exemption. He began by pointing to the Washington Monument.
It looks a little bit like a drill rig. And I think in the middle of the night, when no one was paying attention, Aubrey McClendon and T-Bone Pickens, they somehow got a drill rig up inside of that Washington Monument. And they drilled a well. And they have a horizontal well bore sticking all the way up underneath that building over there. And they're injecting not carcinogenic chemicals, not neurotoxins, not volatile organic compounds, but money.
Yeah!
And cash. A lot of money. Now, if you want to outbid them, if anybody here has got a spare $747 million, which is the amount of money that they spent getting the exemption to one law, just one, $750 million for the exemption to the Safe Drinking Water Act.
There was also a speaker from the Blackfeet Nation on how hydrofracking wells are damaging their land, which shockingly mirrors how tar sands oil extraction is doing damage to the Lakota.
I am a proud member of the Blackfoot Confederacy. We are the indigenous land caretakers of the headwaters of the North American continent. We live where sacred sites to us practice our way of life are at stake from the fracking. I come here today and I represent over 60,000 members of the Blackfoot Confederacy in Montana, Alberta, and Saskatchewan. The oil and gas companies right now are targeting the Blackfeet Reservation in Montana, the Blood Reserve in Canada, the North Pagan in Canada, and the Blackfoot proper in Yushan, Alberta. We have oil companies bringing in with them drug dealers, prostitution, a threat to our very cultural way of life.
Apocalyptic light, more destruction will unfold, Mother Earth will show.
The first stop of the march was the American Natural Gas Association, which lobbies for gas frackers. Several folks had brought contaminated well water, which had been filled with chemicals by nearby fracking projects.
Here it comes.
That's somebody's drinking water.
That's drinking water contaminated by fracking from a well in Butler, Pennsylvania. This is supposed to be drinking water from a well, but look at it. This is drinking water? We're supposed to drink this stuff? Yet we're handling it here in toxic protection suits as toxic waste. If I were to take one of these bottles of this so-called drinking water and go inside that office and dump it under carpet, I could be arrested for dumping a hazardous substance. And yet here it is, this well water that somebody's supposed to drink.
The march culminated when all the marchers, thousands strong, swarmed in on the American Petroleum Institute, the notorious lobbyist for the oil and gas industry that was once known mostly for raiding motor oil, now is known mostly for bribing congressmen. A mock gas drilling rig was erected in front of API and then torn down while another group of people sat down blocking the doors. The police didn't even attempt to interfere with this siege. It lasted about half an hour.
Set up in front of the American Petroleum Institute, or in this case, a gas fracking rig.
During the siege, many of the marchers chanted, "The water, the water, the water is on fire. We don't need no fracking. Let the corporations burn." One of the most amazing things that has resulted from natural gas fracking has been that in many places, enough gas has leaked into well water or occasionally municipal water that it comes out people's taps, giving water that can literally be ignited with a cigarette lighter, with a gas burning in a flame over the tap while the water heads down towards the drain. And here's what people had to say about that outside the offices of the American Petroleum Institute.
The water! The water! The water's on fire! We don't need no fracking, let the corporation burn! The water! The water! The water's on fire! We don't need no fracking, let the corporation burn!
The climax of the entire protest may have been the moment when the mock gas fracking rig set up in front of the American Petroleum Institute was torn down.
Stop the frack attack!
You're about to take it down! A hurricane of protest. Blockade is taken down without arrests.